It is time for our Your Money, Your Community feature. And this week, we had the opportunity to chat with Chad Harmer of Harmer Wealth Management. He caught up with our very own Paul Rellinger.
So yes, a lot of the banks do offer wealth management services. Usually they're segmented to if you have investments of $1 million plus in order to kind of achieve this holistic approach. But on top of that, even those are limited. And having worked for many of them, again, I've kind of got the insider knowledge on it, right? So yes, you can have that investment management. Yes, a lot of them do offer those mortgage services, but a lot of times you're limited to what just that specific bank has. Whereas with Harmer Wealth, we're able to work with the banks, the credit unions, as well as every investment management firm that's out there. So it really opens up the doors to what you as a client have access to. And with that, and this is an important one now, we're also able to make it much more cost effective. But aside from all of those tools, again, it comes to the planning piece of it all. So we're able to look at all of that and create a plan behind it, because it's great if our investments are doing well. It's great if we have a low rate on the mortgage, but how does that fit into everything? Whether that be starting off in your career, building a family, investing and building up to retirement, or creating that retirement income, what does that look like? And instead of having those question marks above our heads, we're able to actually show what that looks like long-term for our clients.
I'm just trying to picture the banks going, oh my God, Chad's gone rogue on us.
I mean, yeah, That's just it. And I love it. And so do the clients.
It's no secret. And you're more than well aware of this, pretty challenging times right now, in terms of, stock market has seen fluctuations like crazy. You know, one day you check it, oh my God, it's up way up. And then the next day, but so much uncertainty, of course, tariffs have a lot to do with that. Particularly challenging time, I suppose, for investors, for people walking your door in terms of wanting some kind of security, some kind of, not assurance, well, maybe it is assurance that their investments are in good shape. How do you navigate all these variables that affect people's money?
Yeah. Paul, I think you hit the nail on the head. It is an assurance that people are looking for, right? And so it really goes back to that planning piece. Do we have someone who's just starting their career, they're saving for retirement, and they have a 25, 30, 35 year window or runway until they are starting to access these investments? Or are we on the other side where you've saved for years, you've retired, and now you want to start to access these investments for income purposes? And so depending on where you sit on that spectrum is really how we build things out. I'll tell you, on the retirement side, we have a specific portfolio that we use. It's called the Lifetime Income Portfolio. And the focus on it is generating a regular income, similar to a paycheck, through dividends, through interest, through real estate and infrastructure investments, a very diversified set of investments that pay that regular income. So regardless of what the market's doing, and even if there's a roller coaster going on, that regular paycheck still exists. On the other side, when we're looking long-term, when we're growing this for the long-term, it's about that understanding of volatility in the market. And I would say, as advisors, the most important thing we can do for our clients is teach and educate along the way. Some enjoy it a little bit more than others, but again, like you said initially, that understanding, even if it's a base level, is important to ensuring that these clients are comfortable in their investments.
Chad, thank you so much. I really appreciate this, and we appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate it.